Spatter.
Hi, Dick. How are you?
Pretty good. Hope you're well.
I'm doing fine.
I'm mighty sorry I couldn't go to Georgia with you, but you had a fine reception down there.
Oh, couldn't have been better, and we missed you. That was the only thing wrong with the trip.
Well, I had told that back off guard a bit there, that plant down there. I'd be that dedicated, and I'd talk to you in the Chamber of Commerce. I got to get in with the young ones. I'm all right with the old ones.
Well, you...
I'll never get back in with the old, with the young women, but I'm trying to get back in with the young men.
You'd have got in a lot with the beagles if you'd have been there. We had more damn beagles in that parade than I ever saw.
Well, I read about it.
Did you hear about the tigers they gave me?
Yeah, I thought you'd pretty quick on the uptick on that. And incidentally, Bobby Russell was there, and he sure appreciated you mentioning his name. He was just as pleased if you said he's a great man.
Well?
He had to call him and tell me about it.
Lenderbird made a stump speech for you.
Well, I appreciate that. I called and talked to him on the phone. Tried to call you, but you were out.
Well, I didn't know it.
He was on New York.
Yeah?
Now, listen, I'm down here with Everett Jordan.
Yeah.
And he's sweating blood about this thing, Bobby Baker thing. They had a hell of a big revival of it up here today. And he's about to throw up his hands and just say, well, we just, y'all can have it. And it's just when it's about over. The leadership has not given him any help. And they're going to try to call up these amendments in the morning. I don't know whether it's enough of a party matter or not, but it looks to me like they're just trying to keep the damn thing open. They got amendments here to let any member of the committee suggest a witness to be called, and they've got to call him. And that's to the original resolution, you know.
Yeah.
And they say they're going to try to take him up in the morning. Now, in view of the particular legislative fight I'm in, I don't care if they take him up to debate him for 3 weeks. But Everett is greatly bothered about it, and the leadership have just walked out on him today up there and left him up there to battle old John Williams and Clifford Case and Curtis. And he asked me, I'd come down here, so he had to have some help. I don't know how to help him. I told him that I thought that if the Democratic Party had an interest in it, then that the leadership in the Senate ought to give him some assistance or advice, or at least tell him what he ought to do if they want to reopen the investigation and get everybody down now. Well, that's all right. But if they don't, when it's all wound up now and the resolution dies the first day of June, that Mansfield and Humphrey ought to step in here and help the fellow out with it.
Well, I've been trying to get Mansfield all day. He's out of town for something. I don't know where he is. I would be positive that Humphrey would do anything that he could to do it. What does he want him to do, answer it or try to get the votes or what?
They claim they're going to call it up in the morning. Mm-hmm. They're going to call it up in the morning hour.
Yeah.
And they say they're going to try to call it up every morning until they send it votes on it. And they're just raising hell and all this saturnalia of corruption that Baker brought into the whole thing. And they ain't aiming at Baker. They're not shooting at Baker. You know that well as I do.
Of course they do. What can they do about it? What ought to
do? Well, I think that Mansfield and Humphrey ought to consult with Jordan, and they ought to make some plans as to how to handle this thing.
All right, how can they handle it?
Well, I don't know. My anybody would be to just object to taking up the resolution. They can have them on an hour without any resolutions. They've been having it without any resolutions. And the resolution then will go over till after the civil rights fight, and that'll be after June 1st, and that'll be the resident of the committee, and it will be dead under the other original resolution. But they say they're going to take it up every day here. And that means from now until the Congress gets out in September, October, whenever it is. They think they got an issue. I don't think they got much of one, but they think they have, and they want to go reopen the hearings and re-subpoena everybody that's made a statement, including Walter Jenkins, the whole thing. And it's just a matter that Humphrey and Mansfield ought to talk to every judge about. It's no business of mine to get in here on this thing. I'm willing to do whatever I can. I just talking to Harrison Williams. He's wanting to attack him about the statement that Bobby Baker ran the policy committee, and I told him I'd take the floor whenever he wanted to start that up and do my share and be as mean as anybody. But if they get these resolutions up, where any member of that committee can subpoena anybody he wants to, and really go on fishing expeditions, well, they'll have some sensational something on the front page the other day. That committee's done a good job. They have Jordan got him a good man down here. Even the press all admit he's a good man. He's done a third job. But today, there wasn't any of the leaders there, and Everett's having carried on the floor. He hadn't had quite enough experience to engage in a fishing contest with three skunks at one time. That had been a disadvantage. He did well. Did exceedingly well. But he's here, and I just told him that I didn't know that he ought to get the leaders. He said he didn't know how, that some of these fellas told him that Mansfield in favor of all reviewing all this investigation and everything. I can't believe that's true, but I can't go to Humphrey and Mansfield and tell them they ought to do something. But if this is a Republican organization, pure and simple, and if they're seeing me, the leadership ought to at least come and start with Jordan and try to help him with this thing and get get it out of the way.
Well, you know what they say at the White House? They say the White House gives orders and tells them what to do, and I'm shy as I can be about calling anybody, because when the president talks to anyone, except you, they throw his name around and quote him. I can't even nod without their saying the president told me so-and-so. I asked a fellow the other day, what about going to Minnesota, and it's in every goddamn paper in the country that I'm already scheduled to go, and I had to cancel. And I asked one yesterday about stopping off Philadelphia. It's on the front pages, all of them. I can't open.
I don't know how all that stuff gets out like it does, but it does.
And now, what you ought to do, you ought to tell Mansfield just what you're telling me and saying, now, Mike, as a party, we can't stand this, and I'll try to tell the people that I can tell as much as I can. I've got about as much influence with Mansfield as, you know how much I have, or they never would have passed a resolution up there.
Well,
they never would have fired Bobby Baker.
They've
done all these things.
They passed that damn thing without ever knowing about it. I didn't know that a few minutes ago. He just told me here that they passed a resolution up that time before he knew about it.
That's what they're doing, and they're just trying to play politics with it. We got to be smart enough to keep them from it. But I can't run those little leadership matters in the Senate. You'll have to tell Mansfield that, and I'll tell whoever I can. But you just put a call in and tell him you ought to stay there and you talk to him, because the time will come we'll all have to be calling to each other, and I'll get who I can and get them busy on it right away.
Well, all right, sir.
But you call Mansfield, Dick. I can't talk to them. You just put in a call with him and tell him that he ought to get busy.
Everett said he'd like to say this word to you if you got time, Mr. President. Hello, Mr. President.
Hi, Everett. How are you?
Well, I'm worried. They've made a hell of a fight on this thing on the floor today. They're determined to keep this thing going, and they're determined to get some way that they can just call anybody they want to, and the first man they want, they've already said so. They're going to drag Walter Jenkins down here. And, of course, I know they can't, but you'd have to stop it, and that'd be embarrassing. And I've resisted that all the way through. Now, they have insisted, and Curtis said he's going to offer an amendment to this bill, to this amendment that Williams offered this morning on the floor, that any member of the committee can call any witness he wants to, he'd have to come. We've been acting under the rule of our committee that anybody could ask for a witness, but if I, as chairman, ruled against it, then we brought it up and the majority voted on it. Well, now they say that was never the intent of it, that they've asked for hundreds of witnesses, and I won't hear them, and Democrats just vote them all down. Well, that's been partially true, but we haven't voted anybody down that could contribute anything that's necessary on this hearing, but it sounds damn good to the press. Well, now, if they can get that, they can run this thing from now on, and they want to get into tax, campaign expenses, Baker putting out money to senators, controlling the who was got on committees. They stated on the floor today, Bobby had 10 senators in his palm of his hand. He handled any way he wanted to. That is it's the damnedest mess you ever saw. The press just eating it up every day, you know. And I need some help, and I need it bad. But I'm just getting tired of fighting all the time by myself.
Yeah.
Clark runs out on me. Bell, he's a hell of a nice fella, but he don't which way he goes half the time. You know that. He's just an idealist. He's a peaceable fella. Little Robert Bird's down here, he's just like a post, but we can't do it by ourselves. He's not here a lot of the time either. He's running for re-election. And I think, my suggestion, if you'd call Mike.
I'm not the one to call Mike. I told Dick to call Mike. I can't, if I hadn't influenced Mike, he never would have fired Bobby.
What about Herb Hubert?
Well, I'll talk to whoever I can right away.
Well, I tell you what I suggest.
I'm afraid to say I'll talk to anybody because they'll say the White House is calling and I'll have to be there.
Oh,
But I'll do what I can.
I'm not gonna tell a soul that I've talked to you either.
All right.
But if you just say that you heard all this mess on the floor today, that you better get in there and sort of help Everett out.
Yeah.
If you can do that.
Okay, now let me talk to Dick a minute.
All right. Just a minute. I enjoyed being with you.
Thank you.
The other day you had a grand meeting and I enjoyed it a lot. Appreciate you taking me.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I was assuming it's better.
No, but I wanted to ask you the modus operandi. Now, when they meet, what do they ask? Unanimous consent that, as if in the morning hour, we have statements limited 2 minutes. What
they've been asking, it has been a statement limit 3 minutes, introduction of new matter, and the insertion in the record. But when they just say they have the usual morning hour, old Charlie ruled the other day that they would let them take up anything. That is before we got into this fight. So I got Mike to change the form of it. I haven't been keeping up with it lately because I really haven't been paying any attention. Wouldn't be now, but Everett said he was in deep water, and I tried to help him if I could.
But what I tell them and I want to ask them to do when I talk to them, what I'm trying to.
Of course, I think if they want to bring the damn thing up, they'll let them debate it a little, and some of us speak on it and give them hell and then lay it on the table.
Okay,
that's
all right.
That's my idea about it. But it might take a little time, and they may not want to do that. But we've got the votes, and that would at least dispose of it.
All right. That's what I'll tell them then.
Because there's some of it that we can just cut them pieces on. And Dutchman, of course, if he looks like there's going to be an investigation, he's going to run like hell because he's one of the last fellas up.